This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We continue in Daf HaShavua, moving right along, plowing through Maseches Yevamos, Daf Tzadichas. We have a machloikis between Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and Rav Sheshes regarding Gerim that Hayrasan Shaloi B'Kedusha. The Leidasan B'Kedusha, so they have relation. They were born B'Kedusha. And the question is, can you marry Eshes Ach? So the Gemara said that B'nei Yudan Amsa Ishtachar, the Gemara brought a case where the sons of a maidservant who was freed, and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov allowed the one brother to marry the wife of the other, and Rav Sheshes did not allow it. The Gemara says that if they're brothers from the father, everybody agrees they can marry each other. The Machlokes says if they're brothers from the mother, the Gemara brings an opinion that everyone agrees that it's Aser. They argue when they're brothers from the father and the mother. Do we consider them just from the father because most people know them as brothers from the father and therefore it's permitted? Or are they considered brothers from the mother and it's prohibited? And some say that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov allowed it even by Achin Min Ha'im because Gerushin is Gayer Kekatan Shnal Adami. So we're up to Tashma. Four lines from the bottom. Tashma, come in here. Shnei Achim Te'umim. Two twin boys. That means if they're twins, Rashi says they came from one seed and they have the same father. Gerim, they're converts. V'chein Mishachrarim, or freed slaves. Loi Chotzin V'loi Miyavin. If one dies, the other brother does not do Chalitza, doesn't do Yibam. V'ein Chayavim Mishum Eshasach. There is no Eshasach because it's Hayrasan V'leidasan Shaloi B'Kedusha, and then they converted. So there is no relation at all. However, Hoysa Hayrasan Shaloi B'Kedusha V'leidasan B'Kedusha, if they were conceived Shaloi B'Kedusha, but they were born B'Kedusha, so the halacha is that they have no paternal descent, because the fact that they were conceived Shaloi B'Kedusha, we'll see in the Gemara, destroys their paternal descent. And Loi Cholzin V'loi Meyamin, you don't do Chalitza and you don't do Yibam. However, aval chayovin mishum eshasach, but you are chayiv for eshasach. Why? Because they're related. They have maternal relation. They are brothers from the same mother, and they were born b'kedusha. And therefore, if one brother were to marry the wife of the other, he'd be violating eshasach. Hoysa hayrasan v'leidasan b'kedusha. If their birth, if their conception and birth was b'kedusha, then harehin ki Yisraelim. Then they are like Jews. L'chol divrayim. Now the Gemara now zeroes in. Katani mias in chayavim mishum eshasach. You're not chayav for eshasach in the first case where it's ein hayrasan b'kedusha ve'ein leidas. Basically, two gerim. You're not chayiv kares for eshasach because they have no relation from the mother. Says the Gemara, ein chayiv mishum eshasach chiyuv aleka ha'isura ika. They're not chayiv, but it would be asur midrabanan because this is very confusing. Even though they were born, they were hayrasan v'leidasan shaloi b'kedusha, right? We're going back on the first case. It says, that you're not chayiv for eshasach. Shnei achim te'umim gerim, ein chayiv mishum eshasach. However, it sounds like you are. It is Asur. Ha'isurika, that's a raya to Rav Sheshes. And it's a question on Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Says the Gemara, no. Hu adin nafil isur namileka. There's no isur either. That you could even interpret this like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Va'aydi deboi lemisni seifa. Since it wants to teach in the seifa. Aval chayovin. In the seifa you are chayiv. Tani nami resha in chayiv. Taught in the resha, you're not chayiv. However, not only are you not chayiv, it's not asur. Okay. So now, from here we learn that in a situation where it's hayrasan shaloi b'ktusha, they were conceived when they were goyim, when the parents were goyim, and then the parents converted and gave birth to them when they were Jews, the halacha is that they are considered eishes ach, but they are not. It's not eishes ach mino av, but it's rather only eishes ach mino im. So apparently the geirus, apparently, the fact that they were conceived shaloi b'kedusha means that destroys the paternal relationship. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Hod Amar Rabbana, that which the rabbi said, in av l'mitzri, that there is no fatherhood by Egyptians." You'll say, I'll tell you why, because we don't know who the father is. Loi tema, don't say mishum d'shtufei b'zima, because they're immersed in zima, in znos, and that's why there's no av l'mitzri. Don't say misham deshtufei bezima dola yadia. Don't say because they're immersed in znus and therefore it's not known who the father is. Aval yadia. But if we would know chayshina, we would be concerned. El afilu diyadia nami. Even if we would know who the father is, loy chayshina, we would not be concerned with it. Why? The hashnei achin teumim. You have two brothers who are twins. Detipa achas haya, meaning even if we would know who the father is, still the paternal relationship is not significant. The proof is from the braisa that we began with tonight. You have two brothers who are twins. That means they come from the same droplet. They have the same father. V'nechleka l'shtayim. The droplet split. V'katani seifa. The seifa teaches lo yicholtz and v'lemi yabin. So why is that? Why don't we give credibility to paternal descent? It's leidasan b'kedusha. They were born to a Jewish father. Must be. It's because shmamina afkure rachman alazari. The Torah renders ownerless the seed of a Gentile. D'chsiv, b'sar chamoyer and b'saram, their flesh is the flesh of a donkey, v'zirmas susim zirmasim, and their issue is the issue of a horse. Basically, that's not very complimentary. But it's the reason why there's no paternal descent when it comes to Gentiles is not because we don't know who the father is. It's because the Torah renders meaningless the paternal descent. Tashma, come in here. Adam Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, "Masa b'niftayim hager." There's a story about a ger named Niftayim. Shenosh sa eishes achav meima. He married the wife of his brother from his mother. Oba myself nechachomim. And the story came before the rabbis. Va'amru, and the rabbi said, "In ishus lager." There's no. The rabbi said, "It's not a problem. There is no marriage to a ger." So he was allowed to marry Eishes Achav Me'imai. Says the Gemara, what? Ve'ela ger de kadosh achanam lo tavzer kedushin? If a ger does kedushin, the kedushin is not typhus. What do they mean? Ein kedush, ein ishes leger. Rather, what they meant was ela ima ein iser eishes ach leger. A ger does not have an iser eishes ach, which implies my love the nazva ach kishuhu ger. A brother married her when he already converted. So it was. He was hayrasai shaloi b'kedusha v'leidasai b'kedusha, and he marries a woman, and his brother can marry that wife. That's like a raya to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, not like Rav Sheshes. Says Gemara, no, loy dinazuk shuoi v'kechavim. He married her when he was a Gentile, and that's why the brother is allowed to marry this woman, because his brother, who was a Gentile, married to the woman. Says the Gemara, what? If he married her when he was a Gentile, what's the chiddush? Of course, the halacha is that it's not a valid marriage. Says Gemara, Mahu de Tema, I might think, Ligzar Kishu Oive Kechavim, Atu Kishu Ger. I might think we should make a decree when he is a Gentile. Atuk Shuger. Maybe really Rav Sheshis is right. That if someone marries a woman when they're a ger, then the brother cannot marry that woman. There's a Shesach. And you would therefore think that if he married her when he was a Gentile, it should also be asid to the brother, lest you come to marry in a situation where the marriage was when he was a ger. Kamash Malan. Okay, Tashma, come in here. Damar ben Yasayan. Ben Yasayan said, Kishahalachti lekrachayam, I went to the islands. Matsasi gerachad, I found a convert. Shanasa isha sachamayimai. He married the wife of his brother from the mother. So I met this convert. Amartil, I said to him, Benima, Hirshacha, who allowed you to do such a thing? Amarli, he said, what do you mean? Hare isha v'shiva manea. There was a woman and her seven sons, and they were given license for the boys to marry their brothers' wives. That's who gave me permission to marry Eishas Achiv Me'imai. You should know, this ger said, Al Safsul Zez Yashav Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva sat on this bench. Va'amar Shnei Dvarim, he said two things. Number one, ger noisei Eishas Achiv Me'imai, that a ger can marry the wife of his brother from the mother. Va'amar, and then he also said, Pshat in the Navi Yoina. So Hashem has some rachmanas on us, a little yoina over here. Va'amar, he said, Vayihidvar Hashem el yoina sheni hisleimar. And the word of the Lord was to Jonah a second time. Now, why does it have to say a second time? Shenis dibra imay shechina shlishla dibra imay shechina. The Lord spoke to Jonah a second time. The Lord did not speak to Jonah a third time. Katani miyas. We learned, however, Katani miyas. We learned, however, so these were the two statements that Rabbi Kiva said on a bench in an island somewhere. Number one, he said, Ger Kamari Eshazach Me'imai. And number two, he said, Pshan and the Navi Yoina. It's interesting, both of these are regarding Teshuvah. In other words, a Ger is allowed to marry his brother's wife, because Ger Shinazgar Katan Shinar Adami. And he also taught that Hashem did not speak to Yoina again more than twice, because Hashem was upset that Yoina did not want Nineveh to do tshuva. So the Aruch Haner, he says that's the connection between these two ideas. But to me, it's interesting that this was said by Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva himself was a Baal teshuva, so to speak. In any event, the Gemara says, "Ktani miyas." We learned, however, "Ger noisei eishes achav me'imai." A ger can marry Ishach. My love, the nazva achiv shua. Ger isn't the case where his brother married when he's a ger. Says Gemara, loy, the nazva kishuhu oived kechavim. He married her when he is a oived kechavim. Aye, so then of course you could marry this woman. My lememra, so what's the chiddush? Ma'al de tema, I would think, nigzar kishuhu oived kechavim al tuk shu ger. I would think we should make a decree when he's a Gentile, atu, when he's a ger, kamash malan. So therefore, we have a chiddush, not like that. Ay umi mehemen, but is, umi mehemen, is this Gentile, is this ger believed that Rabbi Kiva said this? How could you trust a ger who married Eishazach Me'imai, to say, oh yeah, I heard Rabbi Akiva gave a heter for this. We know that if somebody says over a psak in the name of a rabbi, when it's good for him, we don't trust them. V'amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Kol Talmid Chacham Shemoira Halacha. Rabbi Abba said the name of Rav Huna, the name of Rav, any Talmid Chacham who paskins a halacha, uba, im koida maisa amra shoymelai, vimlavein shoymelai. Any Talmud Chacham that paskins a halacha, if before the situation came to him, he said the halacha, so then shoymelai, because he's not noigea bedavar. But vimlav, but otherwise, if the situation that he came to him, ain't shoymelai, we don't listen to him. So how can we trust this ger that Rabbi Kiva mattered such a scenario? So the Gemara gives three answers. Number one, Ibaisema Mairo Bahaya. He already paskened on it before the story came to him. Vibaisema Mishum de Kamar Hare Isha Vishiva Bana. Or he has substantiating evidence to this assertion that Rabbi Kiva allowed it from the fact that he said that Rabbi Kiva allowed seven other people to do this, so we could always check on him and see if what they say. V'ibayseima, and if you want, you could give another answer, a third answer. Shani hacha, deka'amar masa achrin abade. Or, he said another teaching with it. Namely, he said what Rabbi Kiva said about Yoina. So just like that, he is not nagei b'davar, and we believe him regarding that, so we believe him regarding what's relevant to him. Now, Rashi seems to say that the reason why we don't believe him, if it's Nagea, him, is because maybe he said this, he has an agenda to say that the Talmud Chacham permitted it. So the Rishonim ask, well, if that's the case, why should it help if he says another halach along with it? Maybe he's saying another halach along with it to make it look good and look very believable that, in fact, the Talmud Chacham, in other words, by saying another halacha with it, maybe he's just trying to make himself be believed. Okay. Weiter. Amar, the master said earlier, Vayhi Devar Hashem al Yoina Shenis Leimar. Says Gemar, Shenis Dibri Mai, Shechina Shlishis Lai Dibri Mai. The Shechina only spoke with him twice. The Shechina did not speak with Yoina a third time. Vaksiva, the Pasuk says, there's a third Nevuah that Yoina said. Namely, Hu Heshiv Es Gvul Yisrael. He restored the boundary of Israel, mi levai chamas, from levai chamas ad yom ha'arava, kedvar Hashem, as was the word of God, asher diber biyad avda, yoina ben amitai hanavi. This is talking about Yeravam ben Yayash, restored the Jewish boundary, as yoina predicted. So we see that God did speak to yoina a third time. So how could Rabbi Akiva say, so even the second halacha that this ger said, this sounds a little bit dubious. Amar Rava, Rava Sinoal, Iske Ninve Kamar. When we say that God only spoke to Yonah twice, it's he only spoke to him twice regarding Ninve. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Hachi Kamar. This is what he said. Kidvar Hashem Asher Diber Biyad Avdoi Hanavi. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, this is what he said. Like the word of God, this is what the Pasuk means. Hashem actually never spoke to Yoina regarding Yeravam ben Yoyash. Hachi Yomar, Kedvar Hashem, like Hashem said, Asher Diber Biyad Avdai Hanavi. Meaning, God said to a Navi that the borders of Israel would be restored in a similar fashion as when he told Yoina that Ninveh would be overturned. Meaning, just like God told Yoina Ninveh would be overturned, which meant that they would do tshuva, so too, God also said a similar type of nevuah, but not to Yoina, that the Jewish border would be turned over and restored. Like the word of the Lord that he spoke through his prophet, just like the prophecy of what would occur to Ninveh was overturned from bad to good. Kach b'mei Yeravam ben Yoyash. Likewise, in the times of Yeravam ben Yoyash, Nepach lohem li Yisrael meira l'toiva. It was overturned for Klal Yisrael from evil to good. Okay, Rabbi Abayso, we'll hold it over here. Thank you, everybody, for joining. I think for the first time in a while, we had somewhat of a smoother sailing. And I wish everybody a wonderful evening. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.